Have you been feeling weighed down by stress lately? You're not alone. It can seem like there are never enough hours in the day and stress is constantly nipping at our heels. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a free resource that can help you gain clarity. This free digital download planner is designed to help you organize your thoughts, focus your energy, and find more balance. I found it useful for diminishing anxiety, boosting productivity, and feeling refreshed even on hectic days. All you have to do is visit Mindful Worksheets. Why not give it a try? Taking even just a few minutes for yourself each day with a mindfulness planner is a great way to trade stress for tranquility. I highly recommend checking it out. Let me know if you have any other questions. The link is also in the show notes down below.
Welcome to the Miracles and Wellness Podcast. My name is Clarissa Booker, and I'm your life and wellness coach and also a beauty expert. I am so happy and grateful that you are here. We'll be discussing all things health and wellness, feeling empowered, and loving yourself more while connecting your mind, body, and spirit. Always know that you can manifest whatever you desire for your greater well-being in your life, because I believe that miracles are for everyone.
Hey friends, happy Monday. Hope you're having a wonderful day. It's absolutely beautiful out here where I'm at. It's fall. The weather is nice. It's sunny. No humidity. Good weather. Absolutely love it. Love it. So today we're going to talk about compassion. Compassion is just great all around, especially when you're trying to work on a goal, but all in all, every day, just showing yourself compassion, having compassion towards yourself, compassion towards others. And even if you're trying to work towards a goal, say you're trying to lose weight and you're trying to lose weight to improve your health for some reason, maybe you would need to lose weight and that it will also help you breathe better. Maybe you'll be able to exercise more. You'll be able to walk a little bit more. It will help your blood sugar, all the things, because we know it's just everything's related, right? So giving yourself compassion along the way will help you tremendously, because sometimes you might have a setback, and that's okay because we are human and it's going to happen, right? Sometimes you might just be doing something and let's say you ate something you told yourself you weren't allowed to eat. Give yourself grace, you know, allow yourself the grace to do with it. Show yourself some compassion. Show that love to yourself, because anything can happen and it's not about being perfect, right? It's all about the journey. Our life is a journey, right? Each day, that's why it's best to take one day at a time, because anything can happen and it will. It happens to every single one of us. But what we want to do is be able to get back up and keep going. How do you become successful? Don't stop. Allow yourself to fail. Get up. What did I learn from this situation, and what am I going to do differently? And allow yourself to enjoy the moment and keep going. That's one of the things to success, right? Whatever that is you're trying to accomplish. Just allowing yourself to do it, allow yourself to fail if it happens, showing yourself that compassion and just keep back up and just go, right? Having that awareness of it, knowing that that compassion is in you. So especially if you have a tendency to be hard on yourself. And so allowing yourself to be like, showing yourself that compassion, talking to yourself. When they say talk to yourself positively, I mean, it works, okay? So if you beating yourself up, that's going to make you feel not as motivated. Just allowing yourself that. Giving yourself permission to still enjoy the moment and to make a mistake if it happens, right? And also when you're showing yourself compassion, it makes it easier for you to show compassion to others. Because it's the way you do one thing, you do other things. And whenever you showing yourself that compassion, you do it outward. And it's the energy around you, right? You ever walk into a room and you're like incredibly happy or excited. And then supposedly the room you walk into, the vibe is just different. It's just kind of down. Sometimes it can affect you if you're not guarded, right? And if you're not aware. So, but what you could do is showing yourself compassion. If you're talking to somebody and their mood is a little off, their energy is off, you can show compassion towards them. And then you wind up having this sense of connectedness, right? And that could help ease whatever's going on with them, because you never know what somebody's going through. I mean, people can smile all day, but then inside they could have something heavy going on. So you showing that compassion makes them feel that at ease and you feel connected, right? It helps ease the suffering. And everybody wants to feel a sense of connectedness, people, animals, and it just helps you. Like social media, for example, people will go on there to feel connected to one another. So that connectedness is extremely important. So just taking the time to show somebody that compassion will give you that union together. So instead of the judgment, the selfish actions, and just doing different things to feel like you're in survival mode, the compassion can help dissolve those wounds that are there, like everything that's going on, you know, so because you don't really know what's going on within somebody. So if somebody's kind of attacking or somebody has their own views, everybody is entitled to their own views, whatever that is. But we have to take a moment to understand them because we're all different and that's perfectly okay. As long as it's not harming you in some way. And if it is, then you remove yourself from the situation. You give yourself permission to leave that situation if you are being harmed. If it's just a difference of opinion, that's okay. Show the other person compassion to hear what they have to say. And if it crosses a boundary, then that's another thing. You put your boundaries in place. And as long as you're not crossing them, then that's fine. If somebody's crossing your boundaries, you let them know. And if they continue, then you remove yourself from the situation. So also being aware that we don't want to take up their energy, right? It's like you want to make space for people to move through whatever going on within whatever situation or problem or whatever's going on within them. But you don't want to take on all of their energy. You want to try to stay grounded the best you can, right? Because then if you take on their energy, then it might make you feel overwhelmed. So you can think of giving compassion as a way of having a healthy level of sympathy, right? Healthy level of concern for the well-being of yourself and others without turning into the pain itself. And it just opens you up to be connected. So I heard somebody say this question, whenever you're feeling uncomfortable or you're just in a bad mood or you're just pissed off at somebody, whatever the case may be, asking yourself, how can I be steady and experience this through the lens of compassion? And it's safe and good to witness them through that lens, right? Instead of getting angry or judgmental. I need to remind this myself too. You know, I'm human. I'm no different than anybody else. Sometimes you just be like, what in the world just happened there? But you know, we just have to sit there and try to think with compassion and loving kindness. And sometimes that anger and judgment comes through us trying to protect ourselves from something. Maybe there's an old childhood wound there, or just something happened, like you got triggered somehow. Or sometimes people are just trying to mess with you. Sometimes people like to poke, right? And they're poking because something's going on with them, right? We don't know what it is. We don't know what's inside of them that's making them react that way. It's always deeper than what we see on the surface, isn't it? Do you agree with that? It's a lot of times it's always deeper than what we see. This person is acting this way because of something, right? It's always deeper. So allowing yourself to see them through the lens of compassion will help you keep from the judgment and the anger. So either with yourself or with somebody else, just allowing yourself to be present, even if it's with yourself and you're being hard on yourself, or if you're talking to someone, just being present in the moment, allow the suffering to work through. If you need to meditate, giving yourself that space, right? So if you're having a bad day, instead of being hard on yourself, allowing yourself to have those feelings, talking to yourself in a loving way, or if talking to somebody else, I see you, you know, I recognize what you're going through, you know, I can see that you're having a hard time. So what you can do is give yourself permission to open up and see yourself more gently. I'm always talking about giving yourself permission because a lot of times we're holding on to things and we do not allow ourselves to feel a certain way. We do not allow ourselves to have an emotion or to do this or whatever it is, right? So sometimes we think that we are not allowed to say no. You can say no, honey. Say no if you want to say it. Sometimes we feel like there's this imaginary obligation that we have to do, that we have to hold up to. Or maybe we were raised a certain way and we were taught that this is the way you are supposed to do things. And so we go throughout life not allowing ourselves to feel a certain way or to do certain things. Or maybe it's something you want to do. Maybe you are unhappy in your career, or maybe you're unhappy in your family life. Maybe you just want to move. It could just be anything, a number of things. You want to go to school. You don't like your major. Just any random thing, right? And sometimes we have ourselves set on this path because we think we have to do it. And so you have to give yourself permission to change, to transform, to heal, to be healthy. You just have to tell yourself to give yourself permission a lot of times, because sometimes we just don't give ourselves permission. So giving yourself permission to see yourself more gently and more loving through a loving lens, telling yourself that, even if you have to look in the mirror and tell yourself, I love you, whatever it is, even if it sounds silly, try it and do it. 10 minutes. Just tell yourself that. Because sometimes we don't truly love ourselves. You ever see that? Sometimes you are talking to someone, or sometimes you've had a moment yourself where you're just feeling kind of down. Sometimes you got to remind yourself, I'm the chick, I am her, you know, and I love myself fully. And this is what I need to do for myself, because I love myself enough to take care of myself, to give myself compassion. So sometimes you don't love your body, for instance. Sometimes we hurt our body. Or sometimes if you do allow yourself to eat a lot of unhealthy food, I mean, nothing's about being perfect, of course. So say you are battling something. Say you have an eating disorder, okay? You have to love your body. Sometimes you're just not loving your body. You have to love food. You have to love body. All these things, right? So giving yourself that permission and loving yourself. Or sometimes we get on this spiral where we're judging ourselves all the time. We're judging our mistakes, how we talk. Am I saying the right thing? Every awkward moment. When we're all just people. We are all just people. That's it. So giving yourself that compassion, not judging yourself, being mindful and living in the moment and being like, yes, I love this life. Remembering to show up for yourself first. Loving ourselves enough to show up for ourselves, knowing that you are lovable and that you are good enough. Sometimes we have complexes where we think we are not good enough. Maybe something happened to us. It could just be something small, but it really was not that small when it occurred. Maybe think back to something that happened when you were growing up, and now that you're an adult, you'd be like, oh, it's minor. But at that point, it really did affect you, right? And so you're carrying that on. And then one day, without even realizing it, you had a situation where you started thinking you weren't good enough, when you are, but you don't realize that. So maybe you're extra judgmental of yourself, right? So try to talk to yourself lovingly. Like, talk to yourself like you talk to your children. We're more compassionate towards others sometimes. So giving that compassion that you show to your loved ones to yourself. Take a moment to ask yourself, what's wrong? Talking to yourself. How am I feeling right now? What do I need? What am I seeking? Is there a part of me that I need to work on healing? Do I need to take some time for myself? Did I do my self-care? Whatever that ritual is for me that I deserve and that I'm going to allow. Like, I have to remind myself of this as well, because for a long time, I struggled with being a perfectionist, something I worked through. Sometimes I have to check myself, be like, you need to calm down. You're doing really well. Sometimes you just got to talk to yourself. It's like sometimes you got to reparent yourself. A lot of us, everybody, something has happened to. There's some kind of trauma in there from somewhere, right? And so we have to go through that, you know, just doing the work all the time, not resisting whatever feelings is trying to come up. Allow the feelings to come up. See, a lot of times we try to stuff our feelings down and we have different ways to cope, right? Whether that's eating the sugary foods, or not eating at all, or different substances we use to cope. There's so many ways, or just being a workaholic. I mean, it can go on and on. There's so many different things, right? But allow those feelings to come up. A lot of times we want to run away from those feelings because sometimes they might not feel good, but just allow them to come up and allow them to pass. Sit down and process them, right? Even if you want to sit down in meditation, journal about them, just get them out. Release them, let them come up. Then you will start to feel better, right? So instead of pushing the feelings down and letting them always be there, because they'll just be more once. And then when the next time something happens, they're going to pile on top of that and so forth. And it becomes an effect when there's just more and more. Just taking a moment, giving yourself that compassion, right? Showing yourself that love and knowing that it's okay and sitting there and working through them. So when something comes up, you can notice yourself talking negatively to yourself and just asking yourself about the way you're feeling or why you're feeling unlovable or if you're going through something where you're not feeling good enough. And just speaking to yourself in a positive way. So just try practicing these steps, you know, speaking to yourself positively, giving yourself that compassion. And then once you show yourself that compassion, it reflects outwards, right? It mirrors out. Then other people will start reflecting that compassion back to you, okay? So just trying to remember that. I'm going to talk some more about compassion because it's super important. And I just believe that we just don't do it enough. But I hope this helped you guys, all right? So I would love some feedback. Please leave a review. It helps me a lot to understand what you guys want more of and if you're vibing with this. So just leave me a review and also send me any messages or questions. And also there is a free guide that I have out on stopping sugar cravings because I know a lot of times sugar is a big thing for a lot of people and we all can get a little caught on sugar here and there. So go to bit.ly/cravingfix, which is also down there in the show notes. 5-day sugar challenge. All right, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
If you like my mommy show, leave a review. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for coming by. And if you enjoyed the show, I would love for you to head over to iTunes, subscribe, share, and leave a written review at Miracles and Wellness. I would love to know your thoughts and what you would like for me to talk about next. Also, let's connect on Instagram at Clarissa D. Booker. Until next time, love and light.